Are you truly committed to feeling better? I mean, absolutely feeling your best. What's the key? Eat well, sleep well, lots of hydration through water, and also your daily innovative wellness athletic supplement packs. These packets are created to supplement your daily lifestyle, allowing your body to have the nutrients it needs to run efficiently. These packets include multi-omega fish oil, D3K2 5000, probiotic, and magnesium. It's nearly impossible to get all the nutrients our body requires to run efficiently on a regular basis from our food alone. Taking this daily packet will leave you feeling more energetic and more vibrant. Your brain body will be able to detoxify more efficiently, which naturally reduces inflammation. Find out today, innovativewellness.center, innovativewellness.center, and use the code SPORTS Overnight America.
How's it going, everybody? Brian Alvarez here, After Dark Radio, every Wednesday, 2 Pacific, 5 Eastern, Sports Byline Broadcasting Network, as well as twitch.tv/F4WVideo and video.f4wonline.com, our YouTube channel. And it is a big day today. We've got a special guest here on the program. The Reverend Bill Bean returns to the program. He was on many months ago talking demons and exorcisms, and he is back today. And so we're going to continue that discussion. Got a lot of questions for him. Listen back to the last show that we did. We'll have some follow-ups to that program. And as always, if you are watching live on YouTube or Twitch, you're welcome to post questions in the chat box, and I'll try to get some of those on the air for the Reverend Bill Bean today. So once again, demons, exorcisms. I'll never forget that episode of Coast to Coast AM with George Norrie, where he explained that today on the show we would be discussing giants, demons, and other issues. So that's what we're going to discuss here today on the program. By the way, we have T-shirts. I'm not wearing mine today, but I got a Bigfoot shirt on. But we do have a new After Dark Radio T-shirt, which is available in our store, which you can access by going to f4wonline.com/shirts. f4wonline.com/shirts. It is through Pro Wrestling Tees. You can find us there as well. Pro Wrestling Tees. Grab the new After Dark Radio T-shirt. It's a fun one, and maybe there will be more of those to come. So anyway, we're going to get going here today. As noted, the Reverend Bill Bean, if you have questions for him, you're welcome to email me as well, brian@afterdarkradioshow.com. That is brian@afterdarkradioshow.com. Back in the moment with the Reverend, After Dark Radio, Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Keep listening for details on how to get up to $300 airline credit. Sky Holidays introduces a one-of-a-kind air credit program. Our buying team got a little too aggressive in getting hotel and air deals, so now we have to liquidate our prices. Here's how. Whether you want to go to Paris, Las Vegas, London, Atlanta, Hawaii, or anywhere else in the world, we have amazing deals. Book a selected hotel and we'll give you up to $300 airline credit. Now you can book your vacation and get a free credit to use towards airline travel. We'll book both, airline and hotel, with one simple phone call. We have access to most airlines and deals on thousands and thousands of places to stay. Call right now, book your hotel rooms, claim your airline credit. You can change or modify it at any time. 800-256-4816. 800-256-4816. That's 800-256-4816.
I'm holding in my hand the American Silver Eagle Dollar. It's a beautiful piece of American history, and it's 1 ounce of silver. Originally minted in 1986, these coins are a beautiful classic piece of American history, and they're a great investment you should add to your portfolio. The beauty of silver is that however much you have available to invest, silver is affordable and easy to acquire, with one coin costing around $30. So, if you choose to invest a few thousand in silver, you can get quite a bit for your money, and you'll have a tangible asset that you can hold, one you can be proud to own. Claim your piece of American history with American Silver Eagle Dollars. Call the Silver Hotline right now.
800-620-1624. 800-620-1624. 800-620-1624. That's 800-620-1624. Hey, airline travelers, let's say you have a problem and you need to change or cancel an existing airline reservation. What do you do? Well, SkyWatch is a free service that can help anyone with any airline reservation fix it. Whether you want to cancel it, change your dates, or add passengers, we can help fix your airline reservations so you get exactly what you need. We've updated our computer database and now have access to every airline around the globe. So now you can make one phone call, regardless of who booked your airline tickets, and we'll change it, cancel it, and fix it for you. We know the insider secrets to fixing reservations that the airlines don't want you to know about. So if you need to cancel, change, or modify an existing airline reservation, call SkyWatch right now. It's a free call, so let us fix it for you. 855-325-5647. 855-325-5647. 855-325-5647. That's 855-325-5647.
Oh, hi, everybody. Brian Alvarez here. It's After Dark Radio. It's Wednesday here on the program. And we are here on Sports Byline. And the Reverend Bill Bean is unavailable. He has not answered the phone. And you know, this happens here and there on these different programs. And during the break, I called and there was no answer. I called again. There was no answer. And I said, you know, Dom, fire up a replay. Get it ready. If he doesn't answer, we're doing a replay today. I'll just go to this show. There's a wrestling show. There's a Dynamite show today. And I said, Dom, if he doesn't answer, just fire up a replay. I'll just leave early. So, he didn't answer. And I was about to have that replay fired up. And you know what I thought? I thought, I'm going to do it. I don't know why. Actually, I do know why. Here's the thing, everybody. Here's the thing. It's good practice. I got nothing. I got nothing for you for the next hour. Except, I got some emails here. I got some news stories from last week. But, sometimes you got to do something like this. It makes you better, I like to think, at your job. So I'm going to wing it here for the next hour on After Dark Radio. And I could always use help from you guys if you would like to. So what we're going to do is we're going to get started here today. I've still got a bunch of emails. You know, we've been requesting emails from you guys about various things. You know, is there anything strange that happened in your hometown? You have any weird stories from where you live? I'm here in Bothell, Washington. You know, we've got the alleged Bothell Hell House, which I actually still have never driven by because it's actually not, I mean, it's in Bothell, but I mean, if you live in Bothell, it's not really in Bothell. It's way up north. But anyway, I've never been there, but that's certainly a weird thing around here. And everybody's got weird stuff. There's a Maltby Cemetery, 13 Steps to Hell. I've told these stories 1,000 times. I don't need to tell them again. I want to hear your stories. So if you got something weird in or around your hometown, well, I want you to send it to me, brian@afterdarkradioshow.com. That is brian@afterdarkradioshow.com. If you got any questions, comments from past shows, had a lot of guests on recently. I was never intending to do a show where we talked about, you know, all of these biblical topics. You know, we've talked about the Ark of the Covenant and Noah's Ark and all of this stuff. And, uh, Like, we just got one guest after another. It was like four straight weeks. This was like, should have been on CRN or whatever the Christian radio network. I think that used to exist. But if you got comments on any of that, you're welcome to send them in because we've been talking about it a lot. Any Bigfoot stories? You're welcome to do those. This past Sunday, I actually almost went to a Bigfoot deal. There was, it was called a Bigfoot Town Hall. At the Packwood Town Hall in Packwood, Washington. It was this past Sunday. And the problem was, well, there were two problems. Number one, Packwood is a good 2.5-3 hours away. And it was a long way to go. And it only went till 5 o'clock. So I would have to get up very early, drive 3 hours. As always, whenever it's a long trip, and it's just like everything's happening in a kind of a short window, it's kind of like, you know, so everything's got to go perfect. It's like that time I didn't go down to Dynamite in Portland. Everything has to go perfect, or what's the point? So I didn't go, but they had, I guess they were doing, and the other thing is I couldn't find a lot of information about it. There was just like a save the date and such, and it was kind of hard to find information on it. It looked like it was just kind of like a little get-together at a bar in Packwood, Washington, 3 hours away. So I kind of decided I'm not going to do that one, but I almost went. They have them here all the time, so I'll go to the next one. But, you know, we have a lot of that stuff in the area, so if you have anything, let me know. Brian@AfterDarkRadioShow.com. Let me know what's on your mind. We also had, it was Weird Stories from Your Hometown, True Crime Stories in your area, like anything that was related to you that was, or you know, nearby where you live that was, you know, some famous true crime story, looking for those. I'm going to go through some of these emails, and, you know, anything rings a bell, email me. So this here is from Steven. He says here that I live in a town on Long Island called Belmore. Happens to be about 10 minutes down the road from another town where the accused Gilgo Beach serial killer, Rex Howerman, lived right up until his dramatic arrest a few years ago, which made national headlines. Well, this person here, Lasting, says he lives near Belmore. Well, if we're being honest, I don't know the story of Rex Howerman. So before we continue this email, let's find out what happened here. This is a news story from the New York Post just last week, actually. Gilgo Beach murders tied to Rex Howerman by, quote, unreliable DNA software that needed updates due to glitches. Let's find out what happened in the actual story, then we'll read this. Let's see. What did he do? Okay. So it looks like he's a 61-year-old architect. Okay. Body count stops at 7. Suffolk County District Attorney Ray Tierney said Wednesday the investigation into alleged Gilgo Beach serial killer Rex Howerman has ended. As he revealed, the feds released $13 million in frozen funds for the prosecution. There comes a time when you have to say that a case has an investigation phase, a grand jury phase, a pretrial phase, and a trial phase. The investigation phase is pretty much closed. Howerman, 61, stands accused of killing 7 sex workers since 1993, dumping them along Ocean Parkway. Remains found between 2010 and 2011. Murders remained unsolved until he was arrested in July 2023, charged with the deaths of 3 women. January 24, he was charged with killing another, and then he was ultimately charged with 3 other murders, the first victim of which was killed in 1993. Police had searched his home twice since the arrest, and have been prepping for what appears to be a high-profile murder trial. So that's the story there. All right, back to the email here, if I can get to it. Shortly thereafter, and being the curious type, Steven says, I drove past his house, Rex Huerman's house, in the middle of the night just to see what it looked like. He said, I do this occasionally with the Amityville Horror House, which also happens to be about 10 minutes from where I live. Guess I'm just a weirdo. The block where he lived was completely unremarkable, totally average suburban street, except for the dingy, falling apart Huerman house, which stood out like a sore thumb. As I pulled up to the house, I noticed something strange. The front door began to slowly open, and a shadowy figure appeared in the doorway. I immediately freaked out and drove away, not wanting to stay any longer to see if it was merely a police officer poking around the home or something far more sinister. This all came full circle months later when one of my close friends, nervously over drinks, told me that he had come into personal contact with Huerman shortly before his arrest. My friend had visited his office several times in New York City in an attempt to convince him to upgrade his computer software for his architect business, as it was woefully out of date. My friend never closed the deal, but came away with the impression that given how disorganized Huerman's offices were, he must be a mess in his personal life, too. Was that ever an understatement? And that is from Steve. So, presumably, Steve never found out who it was that opened the door of Rex Huerman's house when he drove by. Somebody opened the door, appeared in the doorway, and he freaked out and drove away. And I guess this was after the arrest had happened. So there you go. Very close to the Amityville Horror House as well. What a place to live on Long Island. He wanted to give a shout out to MJF as well, since he's originally from Plainview. Back in a moment, After Dark Radio, Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Listen up, guys. Are you experiencing any of the following? Fatigue, less drive, poor performance? If so, you may be one of the nearly 30 million men in the U.S. today dealing with ED. But did you know you don't have to pay hundreds for a prescription anymore? And you don't have to deal with the hassle of seeing the doctor or the embarrassment of going to the pharmacy for a certain pill. Now, with one free call, you can find out how Herbal Virility Max can help you feel like a man again. For over a decade, Herbal Virility Max has helped guys just like you put a smile back on their face with improved performance and drive. Call today and ask about our buy one, get one free offer.
800-773-5112. 800-773-5112. 800-773-5112. That's 800-773-5112.
Special alert for consumers struggling to pay taxes. There are new tax regulations, not published yet. We have the inside track on your new tax savings. These programs are designed to help struggling taxpayers like you. The COVID relief programs are gone, but there are new programs to help struggling taxpayers. And we have the inside track. Call now and we'll take you through these new programs. These taxpayer savings programs have never been available until now. Get out of tax trouble now. It doesn't take weeks. It can happen in one phone call. Call now and get the inside track to get rid of your tax problems.
Call the tax helpline now. 800-949-0039. 800-949-0039. 800-949-0039. That's 800-949-0039.
Imagine combining the exciting investment opportunity of cryptocurrencies with the power of artificial intelligence to maximize your IRA, 401k, or other investment funds. Listen, if you're looking for ways to accelerate your retirement growth, Block Trust IRA has market-leading strategies and solutions for all levels of investors, from $1,000 to millions. And they partner with Bitcoin Magazine's number one crypto trading fund in the world to maximize your returns. Plus, their team of IRA specialists is here to help you roll over your IRA or qualified retirement account to the new world of cryptocurrency investments. So make this free call right now to set up your account and learn more.
800-475-6824. 800-475-6824. 800-475-6824. That's 800-475-6824.
Back in the show, Brian Alvarez here, After Dark Radio, every Wednesday, 2 Pacific, 5 Eastern, Sports Byline Broadcasting Network, as well as twitch.tv/F4WVideo, F4WOnline.com/YouTube, and you can actually watch this show on Twitch. Just use your Amazon Prime account to sign up. Amazon Prime has a secret perk. If you have Amazon Prime, you get a free Twitch subscription every month. So you go to our Twitch channel, twitch.tv/F4WVideo. You go to subscribe, you put in your Amazon Prime info, and you can subscribe for free. You can watch this show on video, HD video. What could be more fun than looking at my face for an hour every Wednesday, 2 Pacific, 5 Eastern? Also, F4WOnline.com/YouTube, which airs the show live in beautiful HD, and you can also watch previous episodes of the show as well. And if you're a wrestling fan, you also get a bunch of wrestling shows. Well, we got a lot of commentary in the chat, and related to what we were talking about here. I'd always prefer if you sent emails, because stuff in the chat gets missed. But this person here says that when I was in high school, my high school teacher told me that Charles Manson used to mow her family's lawn. Well, hey, I mean, probably true, story like that. My mom went to school with the Green River Killer. I think he was a year older than she was. But she went to school with him. And, hey, Charles Manson, guy's got to make a living. Probably did mow some lawns way back in the day. And this fella here, Sandman, says, what's the name of the guy that killed his wife? And the excuse was he was going to kill her, but he left to get the gun. When he came back, she was already dead. He says, the reason I ask is because my mom knew the guy. Well, the guy in question was Michael Jace, who was on the TV show The Shield. He was convicted in April. Actually, his wife's name was April. In 2014, he was convicted of murdering his wife, April Jace. And he did, in fact, claim that he went to get the gun to scare her, not to kill her. And that when he returned, she was already dead of a gunshot wound. The prosecution argued it was a premeditated act stemming from marital issues. He claimed he went to get the gun intending to scare her. She was already dead when he returned. The prosecution argued that he had planned to kill his wife due to marital problems and his belief that she was having an affair. He was found guilty of second-degree murder, sentenced to 40 years to life in prison. The couple's young son testified to hearing his father say, quote, if you like running, then run to heaven, and then he shot her. So anyway, that's what happened. Michael Jace, 40 years to life in prison. And that was his story. Turned out to be not a very good alibi. Let's see. I guess that Charles Manson, she used to do concessions at a local racetrack when she was a teenager, met Charles, had a conversation with him a couple of times when he was there later. Or actually, no, I'm sorry, this is the Michael Jace. She used to concessions and met him. Later, she met his bodyguard, and he told her, that's somebody else, actually. I guess, well, the story that you brought up was Michael Jace. It might have been similar to another story as well. All right, what else do we have here? It's from Ari. Brian, I grew up in Marlboro, New Jersey. Nice, quiet town, except for one thing that has always had a black eye on it. We had a psychiatric hospital riddled with controversy. That sounds like a lot of psychiatric hospitals back in the day. There were rumors of murders by the farmer who ran the hospital farm. Used a slaughterhouse on the property and would lure the patients into it for him to kill. At one point in the 70s, there was a bomb scare. They took all the patients out on the lawn, waited 15 minutes. No bomb went off, so they went back inside. It was also said that by 1984, there were 151 incidents of missing patients. Sadly, there was actual patient abuse to the point where it was shut down by the state in 1998. The site was left abandoned for years, to the point where it was a rite of passage in high school to break into the grounds and explore it. It was a creepy experience. I don't believe in ghosts and spirits, but some of the noises my friends and I heard that night were haunting. Well, we didn't see the abandoned slaughterhouse. It was said that you could hear the moans and screams of the victims of the farmer. Site was taken over by the army, became a training site, and it was demolished by 2015. But of course, since it was constructed in the 30s, the pipes had asbestos all over them. Well, this is more of a profile of a place and a story. It is still a fascinating piece of history from my hometown. That is from Ari. And, Sandman says Robert Blake was the person I was talking about. I guess it was a very similar story about another celeb that was on trial for killing his wife and was acquitted in 2005. So basically two people accused of killing their wives, two different stories. But the details you remembered earlier were from the Michael J. story. This one here, I had someone else in the chat say that I needed to look up the Scary Dairy, which is in California. It said, there's something inherently spooky. This is from Atlas Obscura. Something inherently spooky about abandoned farm buildings. Remote, hulking, and isolated, their weathered remains have the feeling of a drifting ghost ship or a deserted space station, making people wonder what happened there. This might sound like a subplot. There's a 20th century mental hospital known as the Scary Dairy. The land surrounding Scary Dairy was originally part of the Camarillo State Mental Hospital, established in Ventura County, California in 1932. Hospital was at the forefront of treating conditions previously considered untreatable, developing novel therapeutic practices, behavioral as well as pharmaceutical, to help foster greater freedom and independence in patients previously confined to institutions. The dairy was built near the hospital where patients could grow vegetables, work with animals as part of their therapy. Fruits of their labors went to feed the hospital community, provided the hospital with an additional source of income. In the 60s, the hospital disbanded the dairy, left the buildings to deteriorate. In 1997, the hospital itself closed its doors, stood abandoned until 2002 when it was converted into a university of all things. Newly established California State University, Channel Islands renovated and occupied the facilities. And in 2009, they purchased the parcel of land which contained the Scary Dairy. So the Scary Dairy is still there, although behind fences and no trespassing signs for safety as well as preservation reasons. However, that obviously hasn't stopped many graffiti artists who have decorated the agricultural buildings. And the fences are close enough for a casual visitor to get a good look and speculate about what it would have been like to work on a farm in a mental hospital. So that, and then going back to Ari's story here, he says, I don't believe in ghosts and spirits, but some of the noises my friends and I heard that night were haunting. So, as noted, the Reverend Bill Bean was scheduled to be on the show today, and I was listening back to his last appearance. And, you know, Bill Bean talked a lot about demons and hauntings and possessions. And in his opinion, obviously, you know, demons and hauntings and possessions, it's all real. These are demons. And I've never believed in ghosts, you know? It's like you die and then your ghost like hangs around. Never believed in that. But, you know, I've always thought it is possible that what is referred to as a residual haunting is a possibility. So a residual haunting has nothing to do with ghosts, spirits, demons, or anything like that. Allegedly, you know, Bill Bean and others who have, you know, investigated hauntings, there are two things going on, okay? If you believe in ghosts and hauntings, okay, a ghost is a manifestation of a dead person that allegedly can follow you around. So if you go into a place that is haunted, or let's say that you live in a house and you do whatever and you manifest a ghost, spirit, demon, whatever, well, that demon is there for you, with you. And so if you move, the demon, the ghost, whatever goes with you. Skeptical, personally. But the other haunting is what they call a residual haunting, which is the building is haunted, and anybody that goes into that building, they might experience something, and then when they leave, you know, the whatever it was stays in the building. So one of the theories of this is that these are not ghosts, spirits, demons, etc. It is like a recording of a past event that somehow is getting played back, okay? Listen, I don't know how, okay? But, you know, when you think about, you know, back before digital, you know, things were recorded on magnetic tape. Things were recorded on vinyl. They were then played back, okay? Maybe in some way, you know, screams, misery, etc., can somehow be recorded in the building and then played back to people to go into the building later. So it's not actually a haunting, it's a recording. We can talk more about this after the break. After Dark Radio Sports Byline Broadcasting Network. Magical journey will take us on a
ride, filled with the longing. Progressive presents advice on new teen drivers.
You know, the hardest part about teaching your teen to drive is the chafing from the seatbelt. But the best part is the grip strength you build in your knuckles. Okay, now let's pull out of the driveway.
Here's another tip. Offset a chunk of the cost of adding a teen to your insurance with Progressive's Teen Driver Discount and get a break from the break. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates, not available in all states or situations.
Are you tired of making trip after trip on doctor visits only to get wrong medications that waste time, money, and cause you side effects? If you're on Medicare, call for a free medical assessment and determine which medications are right for you based on your genetic makeup with our convenient swab test performed in your home and mailed to our laboratory. No more trial and error. The results will tell you and your doctor which medications you don't need and identify more appropriate replacements. If you're on Medicare and take multiple medications, call now for our genetic testing service at little or no cost to you. It starts with a call for a free medical assessment and evaluation of your Medicare coverage. Make this free call right now.
800-948-6814. 800-948-6814. 800-948-6814. That's 800-948-6814.
All aboard!
There's a new way to travel, and it's one of the oldest forms of transportation. Travel by train. Yes, consider traveling around the United States on Amtrak. Traveling by train is a lot less of a headache than taking a plane, and you'd be surprised how many places you can go on an Amtrak, and there's no passports or IDs needed. Find out how to get where you're going as soon as tomorrow by train. Call the Amtrak Travel Hotline right now. We'll book your trip and email your tickets within minutes. Skip the drive to the airport and skip the lines. Call right now to book your Amtrak reservations. We service most of the United States.
All aboard!
Do something new. Travel by Amtrak today.
800-262-3903. 800-262-3903. 800-262-3903. That's 800-262-3903.
Barbecue season is back.
Hey, it's Ellen.
And this is Sarah Beth.
And a little thing we love about the Chick-fil-A Smokehouse Barbecue Bacon Sandwich is that zesty barbecue sauce. I love that it was a little sweet, a little tangy, and with the mac and cheese,
I feel like I tasted the brown sugar bacon first. It was the absolute best combination. Pro tip, 3 sandwiches are always better than 1.
Order the Smokehouse Barbecue Bacon Sandwich and our Coca-Cola on the Chick-fil-A app for a limited time. Real guests paid for their testimonials.
Back in the show, Brian Alvarez here, After Dark Radio, Sports Byline Broadcasting Network, twitch.tv/F4WVideo, video.f4wonline.com, f4wonline.com/YouTube. Our YouTube channel is back after a hacking, so welcome back, everybody. And a couple of notes from what we were talking about before the break. So, first off, Sandman here says he went to the college by the Scary Dairy. He says, I actually walked up with my roommates when I attended that college. You have graffiti all over the dairy. It's creepy. Huh. Palindrome here says, nah, ghosts exist. They just work in mysterious ways. Hey, listen, I don't know. I'm skeptical. But I did look it up because I was trying to figure out, what am I trying to say here? Because I know I've heard about it, but what's it actually called? And it is called the Stone Tape Theory. You ready for this? This is from Wikipedia, which I always love stuff on Wikipedia about stuff like this. It says here, the Stone Tape Theory is a pseudoscientific claim. So whoever wrote this didn't believe it. But then, apparently somebody that did believe it didn't like that the other guy didn't believe it, so he added, citation needed! It is a pseudoscientific claim that ghosts and hauntings occur when historical information is released from rocks and other items. The idea of materials holding information from emotional or traumatic events aligns with the views of 19th century intellectualists and psychic researchers, such as Charles Babbage, Eleanor Sidgwick, and Edmund Gurney. The concept was popularized by the fictional ghost story film The Stone Tape, broadcast on BBC television in 1972. Lots of weird stuff coming out of that BBC. Following the play's popularity, the idea and the term stone tape were retrospectively and inaccurately attributed to archaeologist turned parapsychologist T.C. Lethbridge, who believed that ghosts were not spirits of the deceased, but were simply non-interactive recordings similar to a movie. So, I mean, it is pseudoscience at this point. In their book, How to Think About Weird Things, Critical Thinking for a New Age, authors Theodore Schick and Louis Vaughn dismissed the idea of a stone tape theory as an irrational claim, stating, the problem is that we know of no mechanism that could record such information in a stone or play it back. Chunks of stone just do not have the same properties as reels of tape. Well, obviously. I mean, here's the thing. I'm skeptical by nature, okay? But a lot of people report, hey, I went into this building, and brother, it's weird. There's weird noises. There's weird sounds. I've seen and heard, like, weird things, okay? So when something like that happens, I mean, what are the options? Person's full of it. Lying, okay? I'm sure some are. But I don't think it's fair. Every single solitary person who says they've had an experience like that is a liar. We can maybe believe that some of them have heard something weird. Okay, well, what is that weird thing? Maybe it's a rat, mouse, some animal, who knows? If they're hearing screams in an abandoned asylum or something of that nature, okay, let's say that they're actually hearing screams and noises like that in an abandoned psychiatric hospital, okay? So if we presume that these are good, honest people not lying, well, then what are our options? Ghosts? The ghosts of psychiatric patients who suffered and died in that hospital? Or maybe a stone tape theory. These screams and howls, etc., were recorded somehow and played back somehow, okay? Which is more bizarre to you? I mean, yes, we don't have a mechanism for how it would be recorded and played back. I'm aware of that. We also don't have a mechanism for how a dead person's spirit could hang out in the asylum and start screaming. So, listen, to me, Occam's razor is it's more likely there is a mechanism to record this sound and play it back, then we got ghosts. I could be wrong. I don't know. Fella here in the chat certainly seems to believe it's ghosts. I think the possibility is it could be something else. And, you know, the fact of the matter is, like, there's a lot of stuff that we really don't know that much about. I was just reading an article today, like, they're still trying to figure out new theories for gravity. You know, we all kind of take gravity for granted, you know? I throw a ball in the air, it comes down, you know? Suplex off the top, you go down, not up. You don't keep going off into space. It exists. What is it? Now, there's a lot of theories, but, you know, there's still arguments and theories about what gravity of all things is. So the idea that, well, the stone tape theory, it's impossible. We don't get it. Well, yeah, there's a lot of stuff we don't get. But I'm more apt to believe that than, a bunch of spirits. Which, like, they're spirits, they're ethereal, but some of them are trapped in a certain building. Like, they can't go outside. They can't go over to the next building. They're just, like, trapped right there. A lot of it don't make sense to me. Sorry. But who knows? Person says, I know this will be, there's a little, actually, this is from something we talked about in March. He says, you talked a little bit about Zork. There's actually a rap song from, he says here, nerdcore rapper MC Frontalot that is based on Zork. And though it's nearly 20 years old, it still holds up as a banger. He did a song about Zork in 2005. That's still like a long time after there was such a thing as Zork. Yeah, I used to play. For those of you that don't know what Zork is, well, clearly you're young. I'm old. And back in the day, before they had all these newfangled video games, we had the early computers, we played text games. Yeah. So you would put in the Zork floppy disk, lock it in, and then it would say, like, you're in front of a small house. There is a mailbox out front. And then you type up, open mailbox. And then the thing would say, there's a letter inside. And you would say, eat the letter. And then it would say, like, you can't eat the letter. And then you'd say, well, open the letter. And then anyway, the whole point is, it's like a text game. And you had to, like, create your own map. So it's like, okay, well, I know, okay, going west works. Let me make a map. And you'd, like, map this. It was like, what fun was that? Well, that's all we had back then. But that was Zork. And for a while there, I actually did some computer programming in BASIC. The programming language BASIC. I tried to make my own Zork games. And then I did that all the way until BASIC A came along. Advanced BASIC, BASIC A. And I think there was actually a Q BASIC after that, but that was like way over my head. I couldn't figure that out. So I quit. And this person goes, you can still play those games online. Yeah, actually, after that show that I did talking about Zork, I went online and I Googled, like, play Zork, and they are up there. But I think you had to, like, pay or something. And I guess there are more recent Zork games from 2009. They can't possibly be as good as the original, right? So anyway, Marcel also says, I wanted to mention Frozen Dead Guy Days in Nederland, Colorado. A wild story. It is an annual event that includes a hearse parade, bands, and coffin races. So if you've ever wanted to do any of those, Frozen Dead Guy Days, which started in 2002, an annual celebration held in the town of Nederland, Colorado, until 2023, it says here, so I guess you can't do it anymore. How about that? I wonder what happened to it. It says here it ended in 2023. 1989, a Norwegian citizen brought the corpse of his recently deceased grandfather, Bredo Morstol, to the United States. The body was preserved on dry ice for the trip, stored in liquid nitrogen at the TransTime Cryonics facility in San Leandro, California, from 1990 to 1993. In 1993, Bredo was returned to dry ice, transported to his town of Nederland, where this fella and his mother planned to create a cryonics facility of their own. However, the dude was deported from the U.S. for overstaying his visa. His mother continued keeping her father's body cryogenically frozen in a shack behind her unfinished house. We are way down the rabbit hole here. The mother was evicted from her home for living in a house with no electricity or plumbing. She had no electricity or plumbing, but managed to keep the father's body cryogenically frozen in a shack? She told a local reporter at the time about her father's body and those of two other individuals. And the reporter went to the local city hall in order to let them know about Odd's fears that her eviction would cause her father's body to thaw out. According to an article, she was found guilty by a jury of building use and zoning violations. I guess you need like a permit to store a cryogenically frozen body. The Nederland town judge ordered her to remove the frozen body by March 6th or face 10 days in jail and a $600 fine. The story caused a sensation, it said. The city added a broad new provision to the municipal code, quote, keeping of bodies, outlining the keeping of, quote, the whole or any part of the person, body, or carcass of a human being or animal or other biological species which is not alive upon any property. Because of the publicity, they made an exception for this guy, a grandfather clause, ironically. And then she secured the services of Delta Tech, a local environmental company, to keep the cryonic facility. It was a shack behind the house. So this fellow known as the Iceman, Bo Schaefer of Delta Tech, I guess this is when the whole thing started. In honor of the unique resident, Nederland held an annual celebration, first started in 2002, which is called Frozen Dead Guy Days. And they celebrated the second weekend of March, coffin races, a hearse parade, a frozen dead guy look-alike contest, a documentary on the dead guy, called Grandpa's in the Tough Shed. It's shown every year. You can do a polar plunge if you want to jump in the Colorado River in March, which generally requires breaking through the ice. Coffin races. A dance called Grandpa's Blue Ball. Bet that guy's glad he's on ice for that one. Pancake breakfast, poetry slam, snowy human foosball, fix a frozen flat and frozen t-shirt competitions. Wow. That sounds like a party. That's my cue. Back in a moment, After Dark Radio, Sports Byline Broadcasting Network. Entering the thing in descending stairs. Does it descend from there? Adventure to nightmare. Did I battle a snake? Was the treasure intact? Or did the TRS-80 in my brain get hacked? Thanks, Grandpa, for buying it. Now my life's ruined. 22 years later, heads invested, got the gruin. Fluent, scissifying, trying to escape. But I can't, cause I'm up and around and awake. You are likely to be eaten. You are likely to be eaten by a group. If this predicament...
This is a true sad story for ADT, the leader in home security systems. My favorite dog, Oliver, was stolen from our garage recently. If I had a camera system installed in my home from ADT, I would have known exactly what car possibly pulled up in my driveway and stole my little friend. If I had a security system from ADT, my dog would still be here. I called ADT this weekend and they're coming out in a few days to install a camera and a new security system. Unfortunately,
Unfortunately, it's a little too late for me. Listen, protect everyone you love in your family. Call ADT now. Have them come out and give you a quote to install a full security system in your home. Don't let it be too late for you. Call right now.
Paid for by the Home Security Hotline. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. That's 800-361-3491.
If you've got a property that you've been trying to sell and you've tried almost everything, I want to tell you about something that you haven't tried yet. You're going to think this offer is too good to be true, but it's not. Thousands of customers have sold their homes in any condition with Need to Sell My Home. This is a real opportunity from a highly rated company that buys homes all over the country. Did you know it's possible to sell your home right over the phone with no real estate commissions and no pesky open houses? Plus, every offer is a cash offer with no mortgage holdups. To find out how much you can sell your home or property for, call now. Take 5 minutes of your time and call for this 100% free quote to sell your home.
800-430-0674. 800-430-0674. 800-430-0674. That's 800-430-0674.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-401-5163. 800-401-5163. 800-401-5163. That's 800-401-5163.
Back on the show, Brian Alvarez here, After Dark Radio Sports Byline Broadcasting Network, twitch.tv/F4W Video, F4WOnline.com/YouTube. We did it, everybody! Ah, we made it through this show just fine. Sandman here says, I'll send a story to you, Brian, on the Granny Show about 2 years ago. I walked on the Channel Islands campus up to what we call the Ring Well. There was an abandoned building across from the hill. We kept on seeing the screen window of one of the rooms slamming open and shut over and over again, and it wasn't even windy. Or windy. We get so many good stories in the chat. Like, send them to me, everybody. Brian@AfterDarkRadioShow.com. I know y'all got stories. I know we got a lot of people listening. I still got a bunch of emails left, but you know, one thing I've learned in this radio gig is you just never know what's going to happen. You never know who's going to answer the phone and who's not. It's one of those days where, like, I had a little bit of time. I was going to do some extra prep, but it was weird. Like, I had this feeling something could happen, but I also had this feeling that he was going to answer. So I had two conflicting feelings. I should have done more prep, but such is life. You live and learn. You barrel on through, everybody. You just do your best, right? But anyway, we are here every Wednesday, 2 Pacific, 5 Eastern on Sports Byline. You can always listen to the show through TuneIn Radio if you don't have a local Sports Byline affiliate. And F4WOnline.com is the place to go if you want to sign up. If you're a wrestling fan especially, F4W Online's got everything you ever wanted to know about wrestling. 83 podcasts a month. A brand new After Dark every week as well. Check it out. F4WOnline.com. And if you're hearing about us for the first time, we got a new subscriber option. F4WOnline.com/new. Full site. Everything. Half off. So check it out. Thanks, Dom. Thanks, all the listeners. We'll talk to you next time. After Dark Radio Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.